Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. At the Garden last night, the Bruins lost to the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-2 in double overtime. That round two playoff series is now tied at one game apiece. And in an embarrassment of playoff riches for Boston, the Celtics start their Eastern Conference semifinal this afternoon in Milwaukee. Can the Celtics upset the Bucks, the team that finished the regular season with the best record in the NBA? For answers to that and more, we turn to WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Sharon.
I guess it is fair to say the Celtics face something of a challenge here.
You think that, you know, the top team in the NBA?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, maybe a little. I mean, the Bucks are where preseason, a lot of people thought the Celtics would be. They're in strong contention for a title after finishing atop the Eastern Conference. The Bucks had that 60-win season. They swept the Detroit Pistons in the first round of the playoffs. And that, I think, is kind of interesting, is the Bucks' first playoff series win since 2001. So here we are. What's your take on the key to Milwaukee's current success?
Well, I think there's one name that comes to mind when you're talking about Milwaukee's success, and that is, and I'm going to try to pronounce it correctly, Giannis Antetokounmpo. A.K.A. the Greek Freak. One of the reasons for his nickname is that he's nearly 7 feet tall with the ball handling skills and athleticism of a much smaller player, a guard. And at 24, he's a front runner for league MVP. And he's a guy who can hurt opponents on both ends of the floor. It's also worth noting that the Bucks played him less during the regular season. They really tried to manage his workload to the point where he averaged about 33 minutes per game for the express purpose of making sure he was fresh for a long playoff run.
As amazing as he is, he doesn't work alone. He leads a really efficient Bucks offense.
Yeah, and here are some stats that won't make Celtics fans happy. The Bucks led the NBA in scoring with 118.1 points per game during the regular season. Part of that's because they play an up-tempo game. Part of that's because they rank third in the NBA in field goal percentage, making 47.6% of their shots. Also, the Bucks rack up points because Giannis gets to the free throw line a lot. So one of the keys for the Celtics will be slowing down the Bucks offense.
Yeah, and I mean, as for the Celtics, they definitely have a pretty key player themselves in Kyrie Irving. I think it seems pretty clear that how he plays and how the Bucks guard him is going to go a long way towards determining the whole outcome of this series.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, the Bucks have the big guy, the athletic big guy who drives their offense and you know, key off of, and then the Celtics have that same player on the smaller side in mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving. You know, both as those players go, so go their teams.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think, you know, one of the great things about Kyrie Irving is that he loves the playoff atmosphere. You know, he loves the big stage and he really takes his game to another level in the playoffs. We all talk about playoff Kyrie, playoff Irving, because it is that much of a difference. The intensity is different. The desire to kind of lead his team and, you know, score the big buckets, have the ball in his hands when it matters most is all there. And I think it also helps to have his confidence and his playoff mentality on your side because he doesn't put much stock in what a team achieves during the regular season.
I'm not really paying attention to who was the top team in the conference during the regular season. You know, those wins are racked up already. Those are pretty set. I think at this point, it's really about who, you know, who could beat the team in a seven-game series. Like I said before as well, just the reset button. Everyone knows each other's plays, and now it's just about playing great brand of basketball.
And again, Irving will be the guy most responsible for making sure the Celtics play a great brand of basketball. Though I have to say, he may not care, you know, what happened in the regular season. It may be a reset button, yeah. But the regular season does determine home court advantage, and the Bucks have it for this series. And people are predicting a long series, and home court advantage could become a big factor the longer the series goes.
Okay, well, Shira, thank you.
Thank you.
WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer.
Greer is putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it over to Sam Jones. Havlicek stole the ball. It's all over. It's all over. Johnny Havlicek is being mobbed by the fans. It's all over. Johnny Havlicek stole the ball.
Celtics players will honor team legend John Havlicek by wearing a black stripe with his number 17 on their jerseys. Havlicek died last week. He was 79 years old.
People were so rabid and so wild about the victory that as they came to me after stealing the ball, they start tugging at my jersey, and I left the floor without my jersey.
Johnny Havlicek saved this ball game. The Celtics win it, 110 to 109.
I've never been hugged so hard in my life when Russell got to me because, you know, the play was made that saved the day.
You have given us what every team really wants to have. Enthusiasm, dedication, and you've helped us win many championships. What more can I say? Thank you, Boston. I love you.
This is 90.9 WBUR.